Well, I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm going to be talking about some of the work of our Committee on Early Childhood Obesity Prevention Policies. If I can get this to go up.
Down.
Ah, thanks. And as others, I have nothing to disclose in terms of financial relationships. So the purpose of my talk is really going to be to provide a rationale and background for the report, which Lynn referred to earlier, and hopefully you have copies of, the Early Childhood Obesity Prevention Policy Report. I want to talk a little bit about our report charge and some of the methods we used to collect the information and ultimately make the recommendations we made. And then I'll summarize very briefly the findings of our report. So why was this a report that was an important report to do? Well, we all know that the obesity epidemic has not spared even our very youngest children. And I love dogs and I love babies, so this seemed like a good match. Infants and toddlers, we know that 10% of them are already high weight for length, and when you look at our 2 to 5 year olds, over 20% are overweight and or obese. So that's rising over time, over decades. We also know that early childhood and obesity prevention, because I've had folks say, why would you even want to look at infants and that young? Well, that's when they're acquiring their eating, their activity, their sleeping patterns, when the parents really have a great influence over that. We know that the healthy behaviors are going to be established early, so it's easier to change them or to start them out right than it is to work with people like us much further down the road trying to change behaviors. And that parents and caregivers of our very, very youngest children, they need consistent, understandable, quality information. And with all that we have out there in the media now, that's not always something that's easy for them to discern, so that's a very important piece. As Lynn mentioned, the Institute of Medicine has a standing committee on childhood obesity prevention, and their charge is to bring obesity issues to the attention of decision makers who can really have major influence over the quality of the environments that our children are exposed to in the early years. And they recommend policies that can help advance obesity prevention among young children. This committee recommended, based upon what they were seeing with obesity in early childhood, that there be a committee formed on obesity prevention policies for very young children. This committee consisted of 15 members. We had very diverse expertise, pediatricians, OBGYN, nutritionists, physical activity experts, media experts, across the board, a very diverse group. We were all vetted for conflict of interest, and in very interesting discussions, we reached consensus even when we had divergent positions. And as Lynn, I think, had mentioned, you like divergent positions, you learn a lot on a committee, but eventually you come to some kind of consensus as to what's the best way to go. Our task was to review the factors related to overweight and obesity in infants, toddlers, and preschoolers, birth to 5 years. And we were to account for differences between children birth to 2 years and then 2 to 5 years old. Our focus was on nutrition, physical activity, and sedentary behavior, and we were to identify any gaps of knowledge and then ultimately to recommend obesity prevention policies that really address the wide range of settings within which children spend time and the programs that really influence these children. So to make these policy recommendations with a diverse environment in mind. The primary audience of our report was decision makers and stakeholders who influence the environments in which these children spend time. So not directly the parents, but the decision makers and the stakeholders, although ultimately it would influence parents. And this would include, in terms of specifics, child care providers, your child care regulatory agencies, health care providers, government agency employees, any broad community that has influence over the environments of these very young children. So that was our target audience for this report. How did we formulate our recommendations? Well, as you might imagine, there's limited obesity prevention evidence for 0 to 2 years. So we really had to use the best evidence that was available to us. You don't find, legitimately, you don't find randomized trials, really, on six-week-olds. So we used observational studies. We seriously considered observational studies alternative designs which were appropriate for 0 to 2. I think a theme that's come out in these presentations has been the importance of training, and so we considered training recommendations as being very important and considered that in review of the literature. And again, we were looking for policies that would be feasible in implementation across different settings and could be adapted accordingly. So what were the topics, the goals, and the recommendations that we ultimately came to? We came up with 5 topics that we thought there was evidence to support or best available evidence to support. And the 5 topics were growth monitoring, physical activity, healthy eating, marketing and screen time, and sleep. So what were our goals and our recommendations for each of these? The goal for growth monitoring was to assess, monitor, and track the growth birth to age 5 so that excess weight in the infant, the early childhood, could be identified and addressed accordingly. And we recommended on this that there be standardized ways of measuring height and weight, and that the healthcare provider should consider the child's weight length and BMI percentile, parental weight gain, look at the risks, the family risks associated with that child as well, and make recommendations accordingly. And in the report, we suggest examples of a variety of actions that can be taken as well. In terms of physical activity goals and recommendations, we had several goals. Our first, to increase physical activity in young children. And with this, we recommended that child care regulatory agencies require providers to provide opportunities for the young child to be active during the day. And examples would be tummy time for children. We also had set recommendations for minutes of time per hour for physical activity, with the idea to try to provide as much guidance as we could to healthcare providers instead of just saying activity was important. We also had a recommendation that community and built environments should promote birth to 5 activities and have access to recreational facilities and other kinds of actions. Another goal, to decrease sedentary activity. We recommended that the child care regulatory agencies require free movement and, as importantly, limit the use of restrictive equipment that prevents children, young children, from being active for other than their primary use. We also recommended as a goal that to help adults increase physical activity and decrease sedentary activity with these very young children. And with this, that healthcare providers provide guidance to parents on what to do. This will not happen by osmosis. What we really need is to look at the curriculum and the training of healthcare providers so that they know what to counsel parents about. That's the way we will get clear messages to parents, clear and consistent messages when parents interact across a variety of settings with a variety of professionals. Healthy eating goals and recommendations. Our goal was to promote consumption of a variety of nutritious foods and to support breastfeeding during infancy. And again, to support exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months, and we had action steps associated with that and how to change environments to promote that. That child care should serve foods per the CACFP guidelines, which was just addressed, in which Lynn will be talking in some detail about some of these goals and recommendations, and to establish dietary guidelines for children 0 to 2 years. Another goal, create a healthful eating environment that's responsive to children's hunger and fullness cues. The importance of responsive feeding is throughout the report. A recommendation here is that regulatory agencies should require providers to practice responsive feeding, and we had action steps such as no bottle propping and things of that nature, a long list of examples of how this could be implemented. Another goal, to ensure access to affordable, healthy foods. And with this, to maximize participation in the federal nutrition assistance programs with the idea that that will better improve the quality of the foods for these young children. And again, that healthcare providers provide guidance to parents, simple messages, consistent messages, and that they be trained to do so accordingly. Our next topic was marketing and screen time goals and recommendations. And with this, our goal was to limit young children's screen time and exposure to food and beverage marketing. We recommended, and this is in accordance with other guidelines as well, that screen time be limited to less than 2 hours per day for those 2 to 5 years of age. The evidence was not strong for 0 to 2, so we did not come out with a formal recommendation 0 to 2, but what we did say is that it is clear that there are implications for neurologic development, and that we certainly felt that for 0 to 2 there should be limited exposure as well, but did not make a formal recommendation to that effect. Counsel parents not to permit media in bedrooms. There is significant studies that show that there's a high percent of children who are exposed to TV in their bedrooms. It promotes sedentary activity, it reduces sleep, and that this should be something parents should be counseled not to do. And that we recommended that the government agencies establish and monitor implementation of uniform voluntary national marketing standards for food and beverage marketing to children. We also recommended as a goal that there be a national social marketing campaign that would take these consistent messages that we hope will go across various providers and settings and promote this consistent information and strategies for obesity prevention to balance the media environment, if you will, because right now we know that there are a lot of messages that do not promote promote the guidelines and the healthy eating and the activity that we think is important for our children. And that we recommended that HHS and state and local government, as well as private entities, work together to establish a sustained social marketing campaign, again, to promote this balanced environment and to assure that parents have practical information on risk factors and that they are informed about strategies and the importance of working in early childhood to implement these. And then finally, we had goals and recommendations around sleep, that the goal should be to promote age-appropriate sleep durations, and that child care regulatory agencies should require providers to adopt practices that promote age-appropriate sleep, and that healthcare providers should be trained how to counsel parents about age-appropriate sleep durations. I wish I would have had that when my kids were little. I could have used counseling on that. You know, it's a major factor with parents. It's associated with obesity, and parents need help with this, and we need providers who can provide that help, because parents will be seeing healthcare providers, pediatricians on a regular basis, child care workers, et cetera. So an important opportunity, and one that providers need to be trained to implement. Finally, we felt very strongly that there's a need for more research and more evaluation focused on young children 0 to 5, that interventions need to be evaluated to support further action so that we can see what's working. Obviously, this is our youngest and probably our most important group in many ways for prevention of obesity, and there's really limited evidence in our very young children, and that we need to do this systematically, regularly, and re-examine new evidence as it emerges, especially along the areas in which in the topic areas that we found were so important. In summary, our report concluded that all young children share the need for healthy food, physical activity, sufficient sleep, and healthcare providers who can monitor their growth and provide guidance and assistance to parents, and to be trained accordingly to do so. And also that children really do need protection from the negative influences, which are certainly in our environment now, and too few opportunities for them to be physically active, that there's too much sedentary activity, and there, of course, is consistent marketing of unhealthy food and beverages, and that we need to protect the youngest of our young from this. Lynn already talked about how to get the report, which we were thrilled to see is now out and ready to go, so hopefully you will be able to download that or take that home with you. And this was our committee roster. I'm filling in today for Leanne Birch, by the way. And it was a wonderful committee and a great experience. So, thank you.